Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 19th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Comparison of sirolimus versus paclitaxel-coated balloon angioplasty for femoropopliteal artery disease, the SIRONA randomized non-inferiority trial. Paclitaxel-coated balloon angioplasty effectively treats femoropopliteal artery disease. However, an increased mortality risk associated with it remains unresolved. Sirolimus-coated balloon angioplasty offers an alternative anti-proliferative drug approach for these interventions. The SIRONA randomized non-inferiority trial evaluated sirolimus-coated balloon angioplasty against paclitaxel-coated balloon angioplasty. This comparison determines if sirolimus-coated balloons achieve non-inferior primary vessel patency and clinical efficacy with an improved safety profile. Article number 2. Effect of Bedwangen on blood pressure among individuals with high normal blood pressure. A multicenter, open-label, blinded outcome randomized controlled trial. Achieving sustained blood pressure lowering with traditional lifestyle guidance and exercise presents a challenge for individuals with high normal blood pressure. Bedwangen, a traditional Chinese mind-body exercise, serves as a non-pharmacological therapeutic approach under investigation for this population. A multicenter, open-label, blinded outcome randomized controlled trial assessed Bedwangen's short-term impact on ambulatory blood pressure and its long-term effects. This study evaluated participants aged 40 years or older who presented with systolic blood pressure of 130 to 139 millimeters of mercury or diastolic blood pressure of 85 millimeters of mercury or higher. Article number 3. Impact of long-term cumulative exposure to wildfire smoke PM2.5 on cardiovascular hospital admissions among older adults in the United States, a population-based cohort study. Intensifying wildfires in a warming climate result in prolonged exposure to smoke-derived fine particulate matter, PM2.5, which poses significant health risks. The cardiovascular impacts of long-term cumulative exposure to wildfire smoke PM2.5, particularly in older adults, represent an area of critical clinical investigation. This population-based cohort study analyzed associations between long-term cumulative exposure to wildfire smoke PM2.5 and first cardiovascular disease hospitalizations. The research focused on U.S. Medicare beneficiaries, examining the effects on cardiovascular health in this vulnerable population. Article number 4. Mitral valve repair for degenerative MR with moderate or less tricuspid regurgitation. 2-year outcomes from a multicenter echocardiographic core laboratory adjudicated cohort. Recurrent mitral regurgitation degree serves as a key indicator for the quality of mitral valve repair for degenerative mitral regurgitation. This multicenter study evaluated 2-year survival and mitral regurgitation recurrence following mitral valve repair in patients with degenerative mitral regurgitation and moderate or less concomitant tricuspid regurgitation. The research utilized echocardiographic core laboratory adjudicated data from a cohort of patients who underwent repair between 2016 and 2018. This analysis established long-term outcomes of mitral valve repair in this specific patient group. Article number 5. Menopausal status associated with docetaxel-induced vascular dysfunction in breast cancer patients. Breast cancer chemotherapy elevates cardiovascular risk, with a notable impact on postmenopausal women. While vascular damage, endothelial dysfunction, and oxidative stress are implicated, the precise role of menopausal status in these vascular mechanisms remains unknown. This study investigated the potential protective role of estrogens in premenopausal women against neoadjuvant chemotherapy-induced endothelial dysfunction, specifically focusing on the vascular effects of docetaxel. The research provides insights into how menopausal status influences vascular changes from cancer therapy. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.